AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It didn't quite have the fireworks of the Republican presidential candidates' debate, but Democratic candidates Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton wrestled with each other last night on CNN.
Some of your friends destroyed this economy.
You know...
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Let him sprung.
If you're going to talk, tell the whole story, Senator
Let
Sanders.
Let me tell my story.
They tangled over Wall Street, the auto bailout, and the lead in the drinking water crisis in Flint, Michigan, site of last night's debate. But there was one thing they agreed on.
I believe the governor of this state should understand that his dereliction of duty was irresponsible. He should resign.
I agree. The governor should resign or be recalled, and we should...
So, who won the debate? Political analyst Lawrence Levy.
I don't think there was a winner in terms of one candidate or another really knocking out their opponent. Both of them stuck to tried and true themes.
The debate began with a moment of silence for former First Lady Nancy Reagan, who died yesterday at her home in Los Angeles. She was 94. Mrs. Reagan's press secretary, Sheila Tate, said what you saw with the Reagans was real.
They simply enjoyed being with each other.
President and Mrs. Obama are remembering Mrs. Reagan's long goodbye with President Reagan, who suffered from Alzheimer's disease before he died in 2004. A plane carrying NASCAR team members made an emergency landing in Memphis early this morning. No injuries. Somebody reported smoke in the cabin. The plane was carrying team members home to Charlotte from a NASCAR race in Las Vegas. This is AP Radio News. Not a surprise, but it is becoming official. Legendary Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning is retiring. What a career, says correspondent Bruce Morton.
Manning will officially close his brilliant 18-year career in a Monday news conference at team headquarters. His long list of accomplishments includes his being an unprecedented five-time MVP winner. Manning retires as the NFL's all-time leading passer and its winningest starting quarterback. He also leaves the game as the only quarterback to win a Super Bowl with two franchises, the Indianapolis Colts, who drafted him in 1998, before going out on top with the Broncos in Super Bowl 50 last month at the age of 39. Bruce Morton, Denver.
Navy SEALs are telling a member of Congress they don't have enough combat rifles to go around. They say after they return from a deployment, their rifles are given to other commandos who are shipping out. This according to one member of Congress who says he's spoken with the SEALs. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.